Commentator Russell Roberts says that imposing a tax on imported steel will take a toll on the rest of the economy.
A 40% tariff on steel will raise the price and help the steel industry and its workers. It may even allow companies to survive that would otherwise go out of business. But what will the impact be on the rest of us? Normally, higher steel prices mean higher prices for products that use steel, and that means lower sales and fewer jobs for workers who make products using steel. But the steel industry claims otherwise. The industry CEOs have told Congress that the effect of the tariff will be minimal or not significant for consumer products. The CEO of Nucor, America's largest steel producer, has even said that higher steel prices won't affect the prices of consumer goods at all. He also said that workers in those industries have nothing to worry about. This is a new theory of economics and business, that cost increases have no impact on the prices that consumers pay. Let's see how that theory might play out with cars, a consumer product most of us have a relationship with. The steel in a new family car accounts for about $1,000 of the cost, according to the Center for Automotive Research. Some of that steel is recycled, so let's say the tariff increases the cost of a car by around $200. The steel industry has tried to reassure us that higher steel prices won't affect the prices of cars. So what's going to happen if the cost of a car goes up by $200? Will the auto industry just eat that cost increase? How much would they have to swallow? Based on total vehicle sales, that would mean extra costs of $2.2 billion a year, enough to wipe out the profitability of GM last year and increase the losses of Ford and Daimler Chrysler. But in the sunny view of the steel industry, automakers wouldn't raise their prices and would keep the same number of workers if their costs go up by $2 billion. I'm not that optimistic. Tariffs will punish the consumers of products that use steel and the workers in those industries. And if President Bush gives in to steel, he sets a disastrous precedent for every struggling industry in the future. Other than the stockholders and employees of American steel companies, we'll all be the poorer for it.
The comments of Russell Roberts, an economist at the Weidenbaum Center at Washington University in St. Louis. His latest book is The Invisible Heart, an Economic Romance.